AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 73-year-old Tulsa, Oklahoma Reserve deputy who shot and killed a suspect has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter. Robert Bates did not talk with reporters today in court, but a few days ago, he explained to the Today Show how it happened.
My taser is right here on the front, tucked in a protective vest. My gun itself is on my side, normally to the rear.
He says that happened to law enforcement professionals in the past. He'll be in court again on July 2nd. Baltimore City officials say six police officers, from a lieutenant to a sergeant and four patrol officers, have been suspended as part of the investigation of the death of a man in police custody. Freddie Gray died over the weekend of a significant spinal injury he received sometime after his being placed into a police van following his arrest last week. A 20-year-old Kansas man pleads not guilty to federal charges of trying to bomb Fort Riley for a terrorist group. John Booker faces a number of charges, including attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. The captain and one crew member of the smuggler's boat that capsized, killing an estimated 800 people in the Mediterranean, have been arrested by Italian authorities. They were among the handful of survivors. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports from Rome that the disaster has led to European Union leaders making plans to deal with the migration issue.
Some ideas that they are discussing include beefing up the EU border control mission that is currently operating in the Mediterranean that has a very restricted mandate and area of operations. Another area that they're focusing on is destroying these boats, taking on more of a piracy operation where when you see one of these boats, obviously not loaded with migrants, you destroy them so that the smugglers can't recycle them.
UN officials say some 350 of those thought drowned were from Eritrea. The rest were from countries across Africa, the Middle East, even South Asia. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 93. This is AP Radio News. AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd pleads guilty to threatening to kill a man who used to work for him. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta with more.
Phil Rudd acknowledged in a New Zealand court he had offered large amounts of cash, cars, and a house to an associate after asking him to have his intended victim taken out last year. Rudd also pleaded guilty to drug possession. Rudd has been released on bail pending a sentencing hearing in June. He faces up to 7 years in prison. His lawyer, Craig Tuck, says the prosecution case boils down to an angry phone call, and he is seeking a solution that would involve no legal consequences for Rudd, allowable under New Zealand law. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Number of chickens at a northwest Iowa farm that will need to be killed because of bird flu has dropped to 3.8 million. Sunrise Farm says that's the entire number of its laying hens, and they have to be killed after a routine test confirmed the virus in the flock. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!